Vicki, for this next segment, you managed to get the Wild Reeds to swing by the 91.5 KRCC studios. It's the Rocky Mountain leg of their national tour. The band is from Los Angeles, and it's fronted by three talented women. What else do you know about this group?
Well, they're a harmony-rich, rocking group. They've done a few records, Blind and Brave in 2014, some EPs and singles, forthcoming, The World We Built. That'll be spring 2017. And a cool thing about them is they were one of the bands that were featured on NPR Music's Tiny Desk concert series in 2015.
Okay, well, here's Vicki's interview with the Wild Reeds, along with a couple of songs that they performed live here at the 91.5 KRCC studios.
We are the Wild Reeds, and this song is called Patience.
You attack me in my sleep again today. You grab me and you held me and I just let my body in. I let you say what you needed to say. Then I turned from you and walked away. I said some things that I needed to say. Then I wiped my tears and started my day. I'm looking for a sign to tell me that I can forget, and I
I'm
Wild Reeds, thank you so much for being here today. 91.5 KRCC, Sharon, Kinsey, and McKinsey. Do I have
Correct.
That right? I'm struck so beautifully and with such emotion over the harmonies that you three hit. So I'm really curious, how did you meet, and then how did you know that your incredible individual singing voices were going to hit those kind of heights? How'd that all happen?
We didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'll answer the last part. We definitely did not know that it was going to work. Kinsey and I started singing together long before, and I'd never really sang harmony before. This is Sharon, by the way. I had to work like really hard at it for a few years, and then when Mackenzie joined, we did the same thing, and we still do it constantly. But it's really cool because even if it isn't, you know, perfect or we don't sound like the sister harmony, it still has something like very special and real about it that's kind of unveiled itself to us.
When you decide to do a song, is it a lot of thought about who's going to step up and take the lead with the other two coming behind it? Or do you just all kind of take the lead and see what fits the best?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's the person who's singing the song usually wrote the song because they're the most passionate about whatever situation they're in. So we just kind of fill in from there. And all of us sing every part. We can sing the soprano, we can sing the alto. So we all just kind of move to whoever sounds best on that song. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask you about the Tiny Desk, the NPR Music Tiny Desk concert, which is so beautiful. Will you fill in the blanks? I want to make sure I have this right. Were you part of the contest and then you got picked and that's how that all happened? What's the backstory to that?
No, actually we did partake in the first contest and we got placed on the blog, but we didn't win. But Bob came and saw us. He came and saw us at the Americana Music Festival, and we didn't even know he was going to be there, and he stayed through the whole thing, and then afterward invited us to come. And we had said, okay, we're going to be there in October, and we couldn't get a hold of him until the week of when we were going to be there, and a band just happened to pull out on Friday, the day that we were in town. And he's like, okay, I got 2 hours, let's do it. Yeah. So, and we found that out the morning before we went. So it was like fate that it all kind of came together.
To be fair, the guy has like 7,000 unread emails.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I don't attribute that to him being lazy at all.
Oh no,
he's got
it's
the best.
It's just intense. It's an intense job.
He's a great.
Yeah,
guy.
He does a good job. Truly. Yeah. I want to get back a little bit to songwriting. You mentioned songwriting and the people that take the lead on the songs. You know, when you did your first record, right? Blind and Brave.
Yeah.
Is that writing, was that a very compartmentalized kind of writing compared to your forthcoming record that's coming out? How do you prepare your records?
I mean, they were very different processes. That Blind and Brave was years ago, and we had just become a band, a five-piece band with the members that we have now. So we really just came together with the songs we'd already written. I had just joined the band like 5 months prior, and we didn't really know how to make a record together yet or what it would be like. And I think after that experience, we had spent 3 years writing more songs separately, but also writing together a lot. You know, the guys, our rhythm section, Nick and Nick, were a lot more involved in that process. And because we weren't just meeting and just becoming a band, or me and the guys weren't just becoming part of the band, we had a lot of years to like get into each other's musical style. And we still have very different writing styles, but you can hear on this record that we're a bit more of a unit, and we have like sort of grown into our own sound in that process, which has been really cool. So yeah, they were definitely very different processes.
Well, Wild Reeds, I so appreciate you being here and playing such beautiful music, and certainly keep the records coming our way. We
will.
Love
thank
playing
you.
Them. And thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
For having us.
All right, let's take it out with one more song.
We're the Wild Reeds, and this song is called The World We Built.
No one knows just what we've got. We built a told you I won't fight it anymore, would you have me just the same? You're a desert with a heart.
That was the Wild Reeds performing live at 91.5 KRCC. You're listening to Air Check.